What about this stuff you get into, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
Poison ivy?
Mm-hmm. Anything like that that has about the same effect?
Poison oak?
That's different, huh?
Yes, sir.
Alright. Tell me about some different kind of berries that grow around where you're from.
Blackberries, tubeberries. Cranberries. Berries. I don't know of any other ones.
What about the ones that you, this stuff of desserts call something other, shortcake?
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another kind that you didn't mention, some of them...
Blueberries.
Well, what I'm thinking of, some of them red, some of them black, got kind of a rough surface.
Raspberries?
Yeah. Don't have those.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. The ones that can kill you, you might say, you better keep away from them. They're probably...
poison.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of anything called, any kind of bush with flowers on it called laurel or rhododendron?
Rhododendron.
Hadn't heard of laurel, though.
What's it look like?
No, it's usually
laurel
got
bush.
Got pink and white flowers on it.
Yes, sir, I think so.
Okay. Some things that have to do with the family. A married woman, if she doesn't want to make up her mind, she might say, well, let me ask
my husband.
Mm-hmm. Or if he doesn't want to make up his mind, he'd say, well, let me ask
my wife.
Yeah. What about a woman whose husband has died?
Would I?
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any name for a woman whose husband hadn't died, he's just taken off and left her?
I don't think so.
You ever heard of grass widow? Alright. If you needed a whipping, we probably gave it to you.
My dad.
Okay. Your dad is your... another word for
him. Father?
Yeah. Is that what you usually call him? Dad? Anything else? Maybe when you were younger? Always call him dad?
Yes.
Okay. And, the woman that he's married to, that's your...
mom.
Yeah. Or your...
mother.
Yeah. You usually call her mom? Always.
Or mama.
Mama. Okay. Your mother and father together, they're both your...
parents.
Mm-hmm. What about your father's father? That's your...
grandfather.
What'd you call him?
Granddaddy.
Same for your other?
Both sons.
Mm-hmm. And his wife, that's your...
one's grand-grand and one's granny.
Mm-hmm. But they're both your...
grandmother.
Okay. What about, say, a man who's got two boys and two girls? You say he has four?
Children.
Mm-hmm. What about a name that a child is known by just within his family?
Nickname?
Yeah. Do you have one?
Well, Joey. I mean, that's not my real name, but...
what your friends call it?
Yes, sir.
But no special name other than that. Okay.
Chipwood.
What?
Chipwood.
Chipwood.
Don't ask me why.
You don't know either?
No.
Okay. What about this thing that has wheels in it? You can put a baby in it, you know, and it can lie down.
Stroller?
Yeah. What would you say you're going to do? You might say, I think I'll put the baby in the stroller and go out and...
stroll?
Okay. Tell me about this expression of grown up, that expression. If a couple has three boys, one's 20, one's 15, one's 10. Talking about the one that's 20, you'd say he's the...
oldest.
Or if you had to use that expression, grown up, you'd say he's the...
grown up?
Mm-hmm. Or if you were using it not as a noun.